Europe is lost. America lost. London lost. Still we are clamouring victory. All that is meaningless rules. We have learnt nothing from history. The people are dead in their lifetimes, dazed in the shine of the streets. But look how the traffic's still moving. System's too slick to stop working. Business is good and there's bands every night in the pubs. And there's 2-for-1 drinks in the clubs. And we scrubbed up well, washed off the work and the stress. And now all we want some excess. Better yet, a night to remember that we'll soon forget. All of the blood that was bled for these cities to grow, all of the bodies that fell, the roots that were dug from the earth so these games could be played. I see it tonight in the stains on my hands, the buildings are screaming. I can't ask for help though, nobody knows me. Hostile, worried, lonely, we move in our packs and these are the rights we were born to. Working and working so we can be all that we want and dancing the drudgery of. But even the drugs have got boring, but sex is still good when you get it. To sleep, to dream, to keep the dream in reach. To eat, to dream, don't weep, don't scream. Just keep it in, keep sleeping in. What am I gonna do to wake up? I feel the cost of it, pushing my body like I push my hands into pockets. And softly I walk and I see it, this is all we deserve. The wrongs of our past have resurfaced despite all we did to vanquish the traces. My very language is tainted with all that we stole. To replace it with this, I am quiet, feeling the onset of riot. Riots are tiny, those systems are huge. Traffic keeps moving, proving there's nothing to do. Cause it's big business, baby, and its smile is hideous. Top-down violence and structural viciousness, your kids are don't stop him. Medical said it is, but don't worry about that, man. Worry about terrorists. The water level's rising. The water level's rising. The animals, the elephants, the polar bears are dying. Stop crying, start buying. But what about the oil spill? Shh. No one likes a party pooping spoil sport. Massacres, massacres, massacres. New shoes. Ghettoized children murdered in broad daylight by those employed to protect them. Live porn stream to your preteen's bedroom. Glass ceiling, no headroom. Half a generation lived beneath the red line. Oh, but it's happy hour on the high street. Friday night at last, lads, my treat. All went fine till that kid got lost in the last bar. Place went nuts. You can ask Arlou, it was madness. Roll ran red, pure claret, and about them immigrants. I can't stand them. Mostly I mind my own business. They're only coming over here to get rich. It's a sickness. England, England, patriotism. And you wonder why kids want to die for religion. It goes work all your life for a pittance. Maybe you'll make it to manager. Pray for a raise. Cross the bays, days off on your beach, babe. Calendar, the anarchists are desperate for something to smash. Scandalous pictures of fashionable rappers in glamorous magazines. Who's dating who? Political cash in an envelope. Caught sniffing lines off a prostitute's prosthetic tits. Now it's back to the House of Lords with slap wrists. They abduct kids who fuck their heads of dead pigs. But him in the hoodie with a couple of splits? Jail him, he's the criminal. Jail him, he's the criminal. It's the bored of it all generation, the product of product placement and manipulation. Shoot 'em up brutal, duty of care, come on new shoes, beautiful hair. Bullshit, saccharine ballads and selfies and selfies and selfies. And here's me, outside the palace of me, construct yourself in psychosis. Meanwhile the people were dead in their droves and no, nobody noticed. Well some of them noticed, you could tell by the emoji they posted. Sleep like a gloved hand covers our eyes. The lights are so nice and bright and let's dream. But some of us are stuck like stones in a slipstream. What am I gonna do to wake up? We are lost, we are lost, we are lost, and still nothing will stop. Nothing pauses. We have ambitions and friendships and courtships to think of, divorces to drink of, the thought of. The money, the oil. The planet is shaken and spoiled, and life is a plaything, a garment to soil. Toil, the toil. I can't see an ending at all, only the end. How is this something to cherish when the tribesmen are dead in their deserts? To make room for alien structures, develop, develop, and kill what you find if it threatens you. No trace of love in the hunt for the bigger buck. Here in the land where nobody gives a fuck.
Tervetuloa. Kas niin, ystävät, toverit, tutut ja tuntemattomat. Se oli Kay Tempest ja Europe is Lost. Tämä puolestaan on Totuusradio, ja lähetyksen nimi on Vuorilta tasamaalle. Lähetys koostuu kahdesta osasta. Ensimmäisen osan nimi on Rosavan vallankumouksen yhteiskuntajärjestys, ja toisen osan nimi on Alternative Eco-Economical Practices, The Struggle for Survival in the Era of Modern Capitalism. Olet Radio Moreenin taajuudella tai jossain internetin syövereissä. Minun nimeni on Aura Kalli. Ohjelman ensimmäisen tunnin aikana aiheena on todellakin Kurdistanin vapausliike ja eritoten yhteiskuntamalli, jota Rosavassa eli Koillis-Syyrian autonomisella alueella on alettu toteuttaa vuodesta 2012 alkaen. Yhteiskunta on järjestäytynyt demokraattisen konfederalismin mallin mukaan ja se rakentuu alhaalta ylöspäin. Yhteiskunnan perustana on naisten vapaus, suora demokratia ja ekologia. Käytännössä tämä tarkoittaa järjestäytymistä niin paikallisesti kuin teemoittainkin 4 miljoonan ihmisen kesken. Paikallisesti pienin yksikkö on kommuuni, joka tyypillisesti koostuu 150–1500 ihmisestä ja muodostuu esimerkiksi saman kadun asukkaista. Tosin pikkupaikkakunnilla koko kyläkin saattaa muodostaa kommuunin. Teemoittain järjestäytyminen puolestaan tarkoittaa esimerkiksi nuorten tai naisten järjestäytymistä terveydenhuollon, itsepuolustuksen, koulutuksen, kulttuurin, talouden ja niin edelleen ympärille. Kaikissa rakenteissa on kaksoispuheenjohtajuus ja vähintään toinen puheenjohtajista on nainen. Lisäksi kaikissa rakenteissa on rinnalla naisten autonominen rakenne, sillä patriarkaalisuus nähdään juurisyynä vallitsevien yhteiskuntien hierarkkisuuteen, ja tästä halutaan päästä eroon. Myös nuorilla on paljon omia rakenteita. Kurdistanin kansallisen kongressin diplomatiakomitean jäsen Heval Sinan Önal kertoo demokraattisesta konfederalismista kohta lisää. Ohjelman toinen puolisko koostuu kahdesta podcastista, jotka on tuotettu Turun yliopiston Gender, Environment and Global Economics-kurssin yhteydessä. Ensimmäinen käsittelee kestävyyttä ja kiertotaloutta muotiteollisuudessa, ja toinen nuorten pyörittämää ruohonjuuritason kansalaisjärjestöä Ekovisiota Moldovassa. Ensimmäisen podcastin on tehnyt Alina Kantola ja toisen Sorina Pinsari. Lähetyksen alkupuolella musiikkina kuullaan sekalainen kattaus omalta soittolistaltani valintaperusteella, mitä huvittaa kuulla ja soittaa. Siispä vain löytöjä radiovirrasta, koneiden uumenista, ystävien tuotoksista ja suosituksista. Taustottakoot ne puhetta ilahduttaen, rentouttaen tai antaen ajateltavaa. Toisen puolikkaan musiikit ovat sen puoliskon tekijöiden valitsemia. Mutta päästetään nyt Heval Sinan ääneen. Haastattelu on tehty jo kevättalvella 2020.
Thank you so much. To begin with, my name is Sinan Önal. I'm a member of the Kurdistan National Congress, the body of working for national liberation based in Brussels, the capital city of the Belgium. It was founded at the beginning of the 2000 and consisting of so many political parties, the personalities, leading veteran figures under this umbrella, and I'm a member of the diplomacy committee for this institution right now based in Stockholm for our community's foreign and diplomacy relations for all these Nordic lands.
Arvioiden mukaan Euroopassa asuu diasporassa noin 850 000 kurdia, Suomessa muutama tuhat. 1960-luvulla kurdeja muutti Eurooppaan työn perässä, mutta 80-luvun taitteessa muuton syynä oli ennen kaikkea poliittiset mullistukset Iranissa, Turkissa ja Irakissa sekä näihin liittyvä kurdeihin kohdistuva vaino. Myös kurdien keskinäinen yhteenotto Irakin Kurdistanissa voimisti muuttoa 90-luvulla. Kurdistan sijaitsee 4 valtion, Turkin, Iranin, Irakin ja Syyrian alueella. Täällä kurdeja on yli 40 miljoonaa. Kurdeihin on kohdistettu voimakasta assimilaatiopolitiikkaa, myös etnisiä puhdistuksia. 1970-luvulta lähtien kurdit ovat kamppailleet tätä vastaan, ja 2000-luvun alkupuolelta alkaen järjestäytyneet etenkin Turkin puolella Bakurissa, eli Pohjois-Kurdistanissa, ja Syyrian puolella, eli Länsi-Kurdistanissa Rojavassa, demokraattisen konfederalismin periaatteiden mukaan. Pyysin Heval Sinania aluksi määrittelemään, mitä demokraattinen konfederalismi tarkoittaa, mistä siinä on kyse.
Actually, after long decades of freedom movement, which is characterically is an anti-colonialist movement, in order to let Kurdish people have been recognized by the world order, by United Nations, and have the right to determine her fate comparing to the other nations who have been living together in this larger Middle East area. It was pretty difficult struggle, actually, to get rid of strong and quite deep level of assimilation, alienation, even to the degree of ethnic cleansing and genocidal attacks from the oppressor nation states, if it is Turkey, Iran, Iraq, and Syria. The Kurdish Liberation Movement came to a point to really reframe its ideological perspective to bring freedom and liberty to its people. And it was the years after Cold War, it was the years reconstructing the perspective of freedom and liberty, and democratic confederalism came to the table by one of the leading figure and leadership, Mr. Abdullah Öcalan, who has been get hostaged by the Turkish intelligence service, collaborated with Mossad, CIA, and some other intelligence services in 1999. And based on his prison writings, his defense argumentations against the court, he just started to frame and detailed how to be recognized and how to get freedom without involving or intervening the existing borders and the existing nation states to pose a threat to their existence, but also bring the freedom to its people. And democratic confederalism that time was started to talk and debate largely being as an alternative model at the very chaotic relations of the Middle East. A democratic confederalism is an alternative to the nation-state apparatus to have freedom for an oppressed people.
Demokraattinen konfederalismi rakentuu kolmesta peruspilarista: naisten vapaudesta, suorasta demokratiasta ja ekologiasta. Seuraavaksi kuulemme hieman niistä.
Yes, actually there are so many pillars of the democratic confederalism compared to the other power apparatus in the example of the whole nation-state institutions, actually. The genealogic perspective, the woman freedom perspective, is at the very center of this model of liberty of a people. And all the patriarchal institutions which have been constructed in the historical process in a very professional way have been decolonized and deconstructed together by the existing strength of the woman in this model. And it is a total equal model for men and women, with the extra right of positive discrimination on behalf of the women's existence in public, in politics, and in all fields of the life, in all fields of the governance system, exactly. On the other hand, the ecological perspective has a great weight in this model regarding to the great obstacles that capitalist system posed as a great threat, actually, to the people. So the ecological perspective is based on natural producing systems and the commodities for the necessities of the people, and they get great measures against not harming to the nature. and even in a spiritual way and get the sense of living together with the nature as a living entity with them. And for sure, the third, local democracy, the direct participation of the decision-making processes is pretty much important, and philosophically at the very heart of this model is to let people make themselves as an active citizens in the very term, to participate all the fields of the daily life with their initiative, with their words, brain, thoughts, and their projects. So a local democracy is an alternative of very representative liberal democracy, which has been called as a fake, as in really cheating people's will.
Rojavassa, eli Koillis-Syyrian autonomisen hallinnon alueella, jossa asuu 4 miljoonaa ihmistä, demokraattista konfederalismia on harjoitettu nyt 8 vuoden ajan. Heval Sinan kertoo olosuhteista, joissa oli mahdollista alkaa toteuttamaan vapaampaa, demokraattisempaa elämää ja pyrkiä eroon kurdien kohtaamasta kolonisaatiosta.
Let me try to give a kind of a feedback how democratic confederalism was established in the Rojava, the north part of the Syria, which is western part of the colonized Kurdistan. At the beginning of the last century, Kurdistan was divided among 4 nation states, and the smallest part, the western part, located in the Syria territory in their official borders. And during the Syrian civil war, the Kurds, who have been struggling for their liberation for decades long, they choose to be in between as a third way, as in a model of freedom, both against the Assadist regime, the Ba'athist regime, and those who have called themselves as opposition movement with the name of Free Syrian Army. They choose to be as in a third part with the model of cantonal democracy. They have declared themselves as the cantonal democracy of Western Kurdistan in 2012, at the very beginning of the Syrian civil war. They started to construct this model as a very concrete, very visible, evident institutional frame for the people. From the Afrin, Kobani, and Jeziren cities, cantons, this model started to be constructed, and it was very well appreciated by the millions of the people, and not only the Kurds, but the nationals who have been living together with the Kurdish people for centuries, Aramean, Assyrian people, the Arab tribes, the Armenian, Turkoman and Circassian people also appreciated this model of plurality, the direct local democracy, and the empowerment of the women force, actually. It was the first time the theory who has already produced by Abdullah Öcalan got a vacuum of place and time to construct itself. Therefore, it really astonished all the people who have been following and who have been observing this freedom movement in Kurdistan.
Kysyin Heval Sinanilta, mikä demokraattisen konfederalismin merkitys on sitten Euroopassa? Mikä sen suhde on esimerkiksi yhteiskunnallisiin ja poliittisiin liikkeisiin täällä?
Sure, because democratic confederalism is an updated, reformed, renewed and revived spirit of an utopia, a socialist government. It took great attention by the internationalist groups in all over the world, either the anarchist autonomous groups or the leftist decentralized groups and networks, and some academic people, and all the progressive forces who have really great concerns against the ongoing capitalist system. They just got this confederalist democracy idea and try to really focus on this idea, how to build it, how to enlarge it in the places they have been living. But during this time, there appeared great attacks of the ISIS for annihilate, for just finishing this already existed model. Therefore, instead of getting this idea to construct in their localities, they much more choose to participate to the struggling fronts of supporting Rojava, of saving them from the ISIS attacks and the proxy forces of the Iran, Iraq, especially Turkey and the Syria Baathist regime. And they have been lived there, and they already kind of founded internationalist brigades and try to participate the building up the revolution, confederalist revolution, there in agriculture field, in all producing spaces and socializing with the people in education, in health, in transportation even, in the governance process as well. There appeared great internationalist participation. Now this, it is very great that this model has been discussed and debated in their localities, like in Finland, because this process, this model is still in the progress to be very open to the new contribution and the participation, I would say.
Rojavan vallankumous ja demokraattiseen konfederalismiin perustuva yhteiskunta ovat levittäneet paljon toivoa ja inspiraatiota myös siis Euroopassa. Kysyin Heval Sinanilta, mitä hän ajattelee, mikä se tarkalleen ottaen on, mikä kipunoi ympärilleen tätä innoitusta.
Actually, it comes to me that during the wildest stage of the capitalism, people have been felt very much that they have been imprisoned in a cage, and all the hopes just disappeared, all the movements with the promise getting a new life, new model of government in even Latin America, in Europe, and in Africa, in Asia, on the all continents, they have more or less either marginalized or annihilated or very brutally massacred. So at the end of all this process, a movement with a great freedom process with its oppressed, colonized people started to give a model to be implemented in all the areas with their own conditions. Therefore, it got great attention. And it was like the years of the post-Cold War. People were very hopeless when they just witnessed with this model. They re-got their hopes and their inspirations to construct it in their localities or to participate, to contribute this model. It was very much compared with the Spanish Civil War or the great struggle of the peoples in front of the Moscow borders against the Nazis armies, and also giving a concrete model to the existing capitalism, which has been propagandated as an end point of the history. So therefore it was a very astonishing, very inspiring model for the people, for the progressive forces, that they got it as a model.
En voinut vastustaa kiusausta kysyä Heval Sinanilta, mitä Rojavan vallankumous on antanut hänelle henkilökohtaisesti. Hän sanoikin Rojavan tapahtumien selkeyttäneen valtavasti asioita. Monet ristiriidat, joiden kanssa hän oli ajatuksissaan ja teoreettisella tasolla paininut, selkenivät, kun demokraattista konfederalismia alettiin toteuttaa käytännössä.
Many of the dilemmas in my mind just clarified. I saw that the people had been mobilized each other and tried to be themselves with an ontological perspective, I would say, and very active persons, and started to construct their lives with their own initiative in a cooperative, in a collective way. And I just came to the point that, yes, it is the revolution. It is the revolution, it is the will of the people that they have been cooperatively constructing a new life. Therefore, I started to much more enthusiastically participate to my works of freedom movement, and it enlarged my horizon from the problems of my ethnicity to go to think in a very global and universal way at the same time.
Bir yavın destan
Ey de azadiye nuru cagellan
Siinä vuorten ääni, eli Avazadjia ja kappale Azadi Kurdistan. Huhhuh, mitä menoa. Vapauden hevonen laukkaa pitkin maailmaa ja niin edelleen. Mutta palataan nyt vuorilta tasamaalle, eli Rojavaan. Rojavassa demokraattinen konfederalismi on ainakin osittain rakennettu vanhojen alueella jo olemassa olevien perinteiden, kuten kollektiivisen talouden, keskinäisen avun ja vahvojen perhesuhteiden perustalle. Kysyin Heval Sinanin näkemystä, mitkä voisivat Euroopassa olla sellaisia traditioita, joiden varaan rakentaa vähemmän patriarkaalista, ekologista, suoran demokratian yhteiskuntaa. Tai toisaalta, mitä asioita meiltä täältä puuttuu, joita tarvittaisiin tuollaisiin kehityskulkuihin?
Yeah, actually, it comes to me that the very essential values that we have been promising or we have been just dreaming, imagining to live together have already existed in our society, in our communality. The thing that just absent is the will to revive them with our own will. In the example of the Rojava and the whole area of the north part of the Syria, we experienced it. The communalities, the societies have just have actually the original value of sharing with each other, cooperating with each other, respecting with their own being as a woman, as a man, and discussing and debating together as a very mutual understanding of themselves. So just give the opportunity to them and inspiration, support that they are the will that able to construct this. So Abdullah Öcalan called this society as the ethical and political society, having the original values of the existence as human beings, as society, and also the will of constructing to the light, essential meaning of the politics. So as an ethical and the political society, we have already these values and these specialties. We can just give the people this will of doing things together and the opportunity and the free base for them, preparing free base for them to let them make themselves again. It is exactly the point that we can focus on in everywhere in the world. Disinfection of the society is very important. Decolonization of the society is very important because the ideology of the capitalist order just came to a degree that let people think that there is no other way of life except of this wild one. And this competition with each other, being enemy to each other's existence, and just focusing on making money, 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 for being the fittest of the survival in the very sense. So this model just revived our imagination of an equal life.
Demokraattisessa konfederalismissa ihminen ymmärretäänkin hyvin erilaisena kuin kapitalismi tai liberalismi antavat ymmärtää. Ihminen on olento, jolla on kyky ajatella yhdessä, sosiaalisessa vuorovaikutuksessa muiden kanssa. Se on keskeistä ihmisyydelle. Heval Sinan kertoo lisää.
In this project, people have already had their values of existence. This project is just giving the opportunities to the people to be the most valuable actor in the system. So every person in this system has the same valuability as a being, as a participant of the whole processes. So a new perspective of the class, new perspective of the governance has been just practiced in the process. The praxis has been done by the whole people together. There is just a coordination. Therefore, it's called as confederalism. There are parallel assemblies, and all assemblies have their own task and a mutual joint task, and they are not substitute each other, but they are collaborating together. Without any of one, there will not be a confederalist project. There are the autonomous existence of the youth and the women in order to keep on struggling against the gerontocracy and the patriarchy. At the same time, process of the community for letting people live their values of liberty, equality at the same time, together constructing and reviving the very spirit that make us as human being, with our culture, with our beliefs, with our understand of spirit and the truth. This is a very deep culture, especially when we have been talking about the Mesopotamia area, this mythology, culture, and all the maternal histories. We have just thought that it stayed, it remained in the very history. But not. It is a very live process, still ongoing.
Hei te kaikki siellä. Tämä on Radio Moreeni ja kuuntelette Totuusradiota. Lähetyksen nimi on Vuorilta tasamaalle. En tiedä, kalskahtaako se teidän korvaanne tuo sana totuus, näin niin kutsuttuna totuuden jälkeisenä aikana etenkin. Omaani se kieltämättä hieman kalskahtaa. Radio-ohjelman nimessä on oma sarkastisuutensa, näin olen ainakin olettanut, vaikken nimen syntyprosessia tunnekaan. Kurdiliike kuitenkin puhuu totuudesta ilman sarkasmia, ja niin olisi ehkä meidänkin tarpeen puhua täällä omissa ryhmissämme, liikkeessämme ja paikoissamme. Miettikää, millaisen pelikentän totuuden jälkeinen aika on avannut populistisille ja myös äärioikeistolaisille liikehdinnöille. Se antaa tilan sosiaalisen median kustomoiduille, individualistisille totuuksille, jossa maailmaansa voi poimia ne asiat, jotka omaan totuuteen sopivat parhaiten. Yhtä lailla kuin itsestään voi kertoa valikoidun totuuden, jota performoida. Omaan totuuteen sopimattomat asiat voidaan nimetä salaliittoteorioiksi ja erilaisiksi uhkakuviksi, jotka hyökkäävät kimppuumme ja tuhoavat puhtoisen elämämme, joka aikojen alusta on ollut juuri tällaista. Uskomatonta huttua. Väitänkin siis, että tarvitsemme jaettua, analysoitua ja kriittisesti tarkasteltua todellisuutta ja keinoja kaiken ylitse vuotavan individualismin taklaamiseen yksilöä unohtamatta. Muistakaa siis, kuuntelette Totuusradiota. On minun ja teidän vastuullanne huolehtia totuudesta. Tarvitsen siis kritiikkejänne, ystävät. No niin. Mutta palataan nyt takaisin haastattelun ja demokraattisen konfederalismin pariin. Demokraattisesta konfederalismista puhutaan paradigman muutoksena kurdien vapauskamppailussa. Kamppailun juuret ovat 70-luvulla alkaneessa marksilais-leniniläisessä kolonisaation vastaisessa liikkeessä. Liike loi kuitenkin nahkansa 2000-luvun alkupuolella, jättäen marksilais-leniniläisyyden taakseen ja lähtien ajamaan demokraattista konfederalismia. Kuten edellä kuulimme, se merkitsi myös uudenlaista suhtautumista esimerkiksi ihmiseen ja luokkaan. Halusinkin kuulla seuraavaksi, miten demokraattisessa konfederalismissa muutosten ajatellaan tapahtuvan. Onko kyse konflikteista ja konfrontaatiosta vai jostain muusta? Ensin Heval Sinan viittasi yleiseen ymmärrykseemme muutoksista.
You know, our understanding of getting a degree of the liberty are all based on conflict, fight, and great debates, the organizing accordingly. And after a moment of the victorious times, we can have this process. It is still the same, but the essential perspective is based on the dialogue, actually, because we have believed that the truth has been constructed together in a cooperative way, and the main way of producing the truth is dialogue. Dialogue, the language exchanges, and the discussion, debates, and seminars, and there is nothing finished or already prescribed as a model. These are all in the process. Therefore, it is open to everybody's participation with just supporting the existence of the human being as individual and the society at the same time. Therefore, contrasting with the class struggle model and the antagonist dilemmas, which will let people transform qualitatively into another stage of being, existence, in this model we have been talking much more dialogue, cooperation, but also self-defense. Self-defense against the enemy. Enemy has been labeled, explained, identified in the very terms of having the project against the society, against the communality, against the, and the very tend to exploit, annihilate, oppressed, either with their own force or with their approach, mentality, style of habits and attitudes in the daily life. These are all the experiences of very much against the social existence. Therefore, this project has been based on letting re-existing the will of the society with dialogue, communication, collaboration, and the cooperative altogether with the power of the youth, women, and all the society together.
Annetaan Omaran välillä laulaa aavikosta ja sateesta.
Puede ser una leyenda o quizás un hecho real. Ocurrido hace milenios, o poco tiempo es igual. Fue que el estéril desierto, cansado de ser y estar, supo de flores y prados del otro lado del mar. Y la lluvia como vida vertió su llanto que dio vida a las yertas reina del frío y del sol. La tristeza es un desierto sin principio ni final. La esperanza como lluvia de lo entre las manos se va. Tanto amor, tanta belleza, el hastío sepultó. Y aunque no parezca cierto, el desierto resurgió. las pocas manchas verdes que llegan a florecer son lágrimas de la lluvia escapadas sin querer. La 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 la.
Siinä siis Omara Portuondo ja Martin Rojas kappaleella El Desierto y la Lluvia. Kuuntele Totuusradiota Radio Moreenin taajuudella. Aiheenamme lähetyksen ensimmäisen tunnin aikana on ollut demokraattinen konfederalismi, jota Länsi-Kurdistanissa, Rojavassa, eli Pohjois-Syyrian autonomisella alueella toteutetaan. Vielä olisi muutama kysymys jäljellä Heval Sinanille. Mennään nyt koulutuksen pariin. Jos dialogi on keskiössä Kurdistanin vapausliikkeessä, niin on koulutus ja kouluttautuminenkin. Pyysin kuulla lisää tästä ja kurdiliikkeen akatemioista.
Yeah, actually, to refer again Abdullah Öcalan's perspective of democratic confederalism, I would say he very much benefited from alternative disciplines of the social science during his construction of democratic nation, democratic autonomy, and democratic confederalist model of government. The main pillars of the disciplines of the world sciences he got was the historical sociological understanding of the world by the Annales Ecoles, the Annales schools of the French Academy, who have been leading by Marc Bloch, Ferdinand, and the other authors. The understanding of the history was not a linear, progressive way, but actually based on the analyzing the facts of the people, based on the values of equality and the liberty, with their interactions with the power apparatus, with the empirical apparatus in their very context, very much respecting of the existing cultures of that time and the producing models. And the philosophy of restructuring the society or the thought history, leading by maybe Nietzsche, Friedrich Nietzsche, or later on, after the second part of the last century, the post-structuralist philosophers of the French sciences, Michel Foucault, Deleuze, Derrida, and those who have really very much questioning the Hegelian philosophy of social sciences, and also Hobbesian models of understanding the power and the very human nature. So, questioning and really investigating very much in the details of the existing philosophy, democratic confederalism appeared after long discussions. And the academy, the free academy, is a main part of this model. Free academy with its curriculum, with its habit of teaching the kids, the students, the relations between teachers and students, even the architectures of the academy, should be constructed in a very free way that people will really enlighten themselves with their free will and understanding, very much against of impositions of the truths to them to be taught, to be learned. And therefore, these discursive analyses have been really done by educational board of the Rojava, and now we have been experienced the Rojava University is a very free model, and a very, very inspiring one. Like the years of the 1968, when the students were really very free, sitting in the great campuses, discussing, debating with their professors how to build a new model, or how to get the very truth of understanding who we are on the earth. So this model right now has been really lived in a very well-organized way in Rojava.
How about in Europe? Is there some academias here, or what do you see? Is it something that we would need here, for example?
Sure, actually, there are some free academia model, free university model in almost all capital cities of the Europe, constructed by critical authors and their audience who have been really thirsty and hungry of the new way of understanding the truth, is in establishing a model alternative to this world capitalist society. But still, the absent thing is that a great praxis model to bring this way of education into the very cell of the society, in the garden of the students, the kids, the children, and the primary schools, and the high schools, the colleges. These ways of understanding of education are still one of the great necessities for our libertarian perspective, for the communities in Europe. And I'm very hopeful that seeing there is a great critical social sciences already appeared in the universities by the scholars, intellectuals, and by the students themselves. If they really got some space to enlarge themselves and a little bit get the level of large publicity, I'm pretty sure it will very well appreciated by the communities, by the society.
So you feel like that the universities are not so much connected with everyday life of people, that thinking and theorizing that happens in the universities in Europe stays in there?
Definitely, I'm definitely, because the universities kind of have been established in the Europe are very directly contacted with the state apparatus, and the academicians have been kind of business people, have been contracted with their exact salaries, with their time spent in the faculties, and the students are very much belong to their scholarships. So economically they have been really restricted to not produce an alternative understanding of the egalitarian, libertarian social sciences. So if we really cooperatively go beyond of these restrictions, if we uprised in a way against these borders, we will be able to enlarge and deepen our understanding in the space and time with the community, I'm pretty sure. So within the full perspective, all disciplines together and going to the people will be kind of the first step of this new academical praxis.
Lopuksi kysyin, haluaisiko Hevalsinan sanoa jotain esimerkiksi Turkista. Vaikka haastattelu on tehty jo kevättalvella 2020, valitettavasti Turkin sotaintoilut eivät tuosta ole laantuneet. Päinvastoin.
Maybe with some last words I can focus on the war, the third world war conditions we have been living right now. And these fights and wars have unfortunately just located into the Middle East at the very heart of the Kurdistan. And the Turkey is a great authoritarian, even a fascist government, continuing all of this perspective of oppressing people, homogenize them, and force them to integrate this neoliberal wild capitalism. And this oppression and these brutal attacks have been in the very daily life lived and experienced by the Kurdish people have been living in the east and southeast of the Turkey. We call it as the North Kurdistan for the decades. So the solidarity and the awareness of this brutality and solidarity with the people who have been struggling is a very important part of our internationalist perspective. We have been witnessing and experiencing the great participation or great uprising resistance movements on behalf of the Kurdish people when they have been attacked or any sort of offensive incursion by the Turkish state. For instance, just last years of October and November, the mega cities of the Europe were full of these sort of uprisings. And it's a great hope of international solidarity. I would say that there is a kind of an oasis on a very desert as the model of Northeast Syria Democratic Confederation, Democratic Federation, albeit not recognized though by universal system, but still is a great hope to be supported, to participate, to get inspiration and to establish in any of our localities. That time we will keep on doing our international relations. Maybe we will establish an internationalist forum in the free lands, even in Rojava, if we're able to get this interest and contribution, I would say. And thank you so much for the opportunity that you will let me to share this thoughts with your listeners of the radio, Radio of the Truth. Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much.
Näin siis Heval Sinan Önal. Viime päivinä Turkin hyökkäykset Rojavaan ovat valitettavasti taas kiihtyneet. Turkki tuntuu sotivan vähän siellä sun täällä, eikä edes koronan aiheuttama taloudellinen laskusuhdanne tunnu sitä hidastavan. Sotatoimet ovat aktiivisempia kuin sitten ottomaaniaikojen. Mediassa näkyneimpänä esimerkkinä tästä on Turkin sekaantuminen Vuoristo-Karabahin sotaan. Valitettavasti tilanne on kiristynyt uhkaavasti myös Irakin Kurdistanissa, missä valtaa pitävä puolue KDP ja Barzanin klaani on tiivistänyt yhteistyötään Turkin kanssa ja on käynyt muita alueen kurdeja vastaan. Nationalismia korostavan KDP:n ja demokraattista konfederalismia kannattavien kurdien välit ovat katkeamispisteessä ja alueella pelätään syttyvän sisällissota. Näin kävi 1990-luvulla, eivätkä konfederalismia kannattavat halua toisintoa tästä missään tapauksessa. Onkin hyvä muistaa, että kaikki kurdit eivät aina hiihdä samaan suuntaan, vaikka se tavoiteltavaa onkin. Esimerkiksi KDP:n Barzani hiihtää eri suuntaan. Suomen mediassa ja poliitikkojen puheissa nämä asiat tuntuvat menevän sekaisin tasaiseen tahtiin. Perääntyneet peshmerkat saavat kunnian ISISin voittamisesta, vaikka kunnia kuuluu Syyrian demokraattisille voimille, YPG:lle ja YPJ:lle. Ja eräät vasemmistopoliitikot näköjään kuvittelevat kaikkien kurdien tavoittelevan omaa valtiota. No, demokraattisessa konfederalismissa ei ole kyse valtion rakentamisesta. Hyvät toimittajat ja poliitikot, tarkastakaa faktanne ja pysykää totuudessa. Hyvää illanjatkoa minun puolestani. Tässä oli lähetyksen ensimmäinen osuus. Kuunnellaan sen lopuksi, miltä Teemu Takatalon totuus kuulostaa. Kappale on nimeltään Vapaus. Hyvää itsenäisyyspäivän jälkeistä aikaa, vaikken vielä tätä nauhoitusta tehdessäni tiedäkään, mitä silloin on tapahtunut. Ja kappaleen jälkeen lähetys tietenkin jatkuu toisella osiolla nimeltä Alternative Eco-Economical Practices, The Struggle for Survival in the Era of Modern Capitalism. Terveisiä Turkuun! Hei hei! Tähän
ennen kuin puhuin siitä sanaakaan. Olin piirtänyt jo nimen toimiston harmaaseen kirjaan. Sinä kastoit minut valtasi lahkoon, kansalaisuuteen ja lakies tahtoon. Ja sanoit, olet pienestä elämästäsi paljon minulle velkaa. Ja annoit välillä laittaa vastaan, mutta vain siksi, että näkisin ne pedot, jotka totuuttas turvaa. Mutta opin, mitä poliisit, sotilaat, virkamiehet ja fasistit todistaa. Totuutesi ovat kahleet ajatustesi vankiloissa. Ovat kahleet ajatustesi vankiloissa. Sinä sanot minun olevan vapaa silloin, kun luovutan vapauteni pois. Ja kun vaihdat sen valtasi symboleihin ja kultaan. Olen viipynyt luonasi pitkään, mutta tuntenut vapauden lapsesta saakka. Vaadit on ainoa elämää vastaan. Nyt väität tietäväsi paremmin sen, minkä jokainen meistä tietää. Ikään kuin kaikki olisi kanssasi kaikesta yhtä mieltä. Se, mikä ihmisiä todella yhdistää, on viha valtaa ja riistoa vastaan. Vahvempi rajoja, aitoja, vankiloita. Se on vahvempi rajoja, aitoja, vankiloita. Vapaus ei tarvitse hallitsijaa, se ei tarvitse johtajia. Se ei pyydä eikä tahdo ketään itseään edustamaan. Vapaus on ihmisten keskinäinen ja se syntyy uudelleen siellä, missä ihmiset nousevat sortajiaan vastaan. Hiljaista hämärää, kun vähiten aavistat mitään. Me hiivimme vuoteesi vierelle ennen kuin heräät. Sinut ajamme koirines pakkaseen ja poltamme lippusi salkoon. Me tulemme varjoista aiemmin kuin arvaat. Tulemme aiemmin.